Do you know what is the easiest thing in the world to do? It is to love something or to love someone. But do you know what is the hardest thing in the world to do? It's also to love something or to love someone, but to love it well. To love something the way we should is very hard to do. For instance, we love some things way too much. We say, I love candy, or I love Legos, or I love Father John. Now, you can't love Father John too much. Or if you're Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, you say, I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. On the other hand, some things we don't love at all, even though we should. We don't love our enemies, even though Jesus tells us to. We don't love vegetables on our plate that we should eat for supper. And we definitely don't love long sermons on Sundays. You see, in every human heart, there rages a kind of lover's battle, a lover's quarrel between lesser, impure, and selfish loves on the one hand, and higher, holier, and more altruistic loves on the other hand. There is a kind of lover's quarrel in our hearts. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, the only way to get rid of an old love is with the expulsive power of a new love. You've heard the old saying, fight fire with fire. That's true for love also. You have to fight love with love. You must fight the lesser loves with the higher loves. You fight diabolical loves with divine loves. And you fight selfish loves with disinterested loves. In every human heart, you find a scene of a lover's quarrel. In the gospel today, we see what happens in the heart when Jesus arrives on the scene. There is a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and Jesus rebukes him and commands him, come out of him. Basically, Jesus performs an exorcism. By the way, someone recently sent me a meme. Do you know what these things are? It's a picture, and it usually has on it a funny caption. Well, the picture was of an old Catholic priest, apparently an exorcist, because he's holding a big crucifix in his hand. And the caption underneath it reads, everyone makes fun of Catholics until they have a demon in their house. That's when you appreciate Catholicism, when you have a demon in your house. That's when you'll really love Father John. Anyway, in the gospel, Jesus expels the unclean spirit. But how did he do it? Well, Mark says that Jesus spoke with authority. And I believe that was the authority of love. Love is the only authentic authority. In other words, Jesus, who is the highest love, love itself, has the authority to expel lesser, unclean loves, symbolized by these unclean spirits. Now, don't misunderstand me. There really are evil spirits, fallen angels. But they use these lesser loves to lead us away from God, who is the highest love. In every human heart, there rages a lover's quarrel. And only Jesus, the highest love, can expel these lower loves. You know, it's taken me a long time to see that this lover's quarrel is exactly what's happening in prayer. And unfortunately, the wrong side was winning in my heart. A good friend of mine, Father Bill Thomas, who died several years ago, liked to call me on the phone out of the blue. And he would ask me, hey, John, have you made it to your happy hour today? Father Bill wasn't inviting me to have a drink with him. His happy hour was his time of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. But I always replied with some lame excuse. I'd say, yeah, sure, Bill. I'm headed to the chapel right now. But I wasn't. You see, back in those days, I was running around chasing so many lesser loves, even though they were good things. while I ignored Jesus, who is the highest love. Now, thanks to Father Bill, I make my happy hour first thing in the morning. Some people think I'm hitting the sauce a little early. And I invite Jesus into that lover's quarrel in my heart to expel the lesser loves. In other words, I've stopped singing with Joan Jett, "I love rock and roll." And I've started singing with Steve Winwood, "Bring Me a Higher Love." Do you remember that song? Here are a few lines. Think about it. There must be higher love, down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart, I'll look inside mine. During my happy hour, I look inside my heart and I see the higher love of Jesus winning the lover's quarrel. Ask yourself today, do lesser loves keep me from the higher love of Christ? For example, do I worry too much about food and drink? Some of you may be worried about what you're going to have for lunch today. Am I obsessive about fashion and appearance? Am I obsessive about other people's fashion and appearance? Does social media like Facebook and Twitter consume an inordinate amount of my time? Are watching sports and playing video games so important to me that I put my family in second place? And by the way, stop sending me invitations to play Candy Crush Saga, will ya? Now, these are not bad things. Indeed, they are very good things. But as Scott Hahn says, the good can become the enemy of the best if it keeps us from the best. Let me repeat that. The good can become the enemy of the best if it keeps you from the best. You see, even today, unclean spirits use these lesser loves, these good things, to keep us from the higher love, which is Jesus. Would you like to know who's winning the lover's quarrel in your heart? Here's a simple test. Do you come to Mass every Sunday? You see, missing Mass on Sunday is often a sign that some lesser love, like sports or camping or hunting, is more important to you than the love of Jesus. Every Sunday Mass, Jesus speaks with the authority of love to cast out these lesser loves out of our hearts. So it's okay to love candy, and it's okay to love Legos, and it's definitely okay to love Father John. But don't let these lesser loves allow you to love them more than you love Jesus. Don't love these good things and let them become the enemy of the best thing. Don't put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Put another dime in the collection plate. Praised be Jesus Christ.